Okay, we will continue our post-race press conference with the driver of the number 7 Brandt Professional Agriculture Chevrolet. And that's Justin Allgaier. Justin finished 7th. I'm sorry, 7th. You drive the number 7. You finished 3rd today.
You don't give me any spots away there.
You don't need them. Justin, great run out there, especially in that final stage. Can you talk about a little bit of that final stage? It seemed like pretty racy out there today.
Yeah, really proud of everybody at Junior Motorsports, obviously, first and foremost. We had 4 really fast Camaro SSs today. Congrats to Kyle. You know, we kind of circled him at the beginning of practice. We knew that they were going to be super strong, and it's always good to see a Chevrolet in victory lane. So, for us, we just put our head down and knew that we didn't have the speed we were looking for in practice short run. And Jason and the boys did a great job, and I felt like our Brent Professional Agriculture Camaro was good. We needed a little bit of speed on the short run. And then we needed a little bit of speed at the back end of a run. But through the middle part, we were pretty good and got ourselves in position. You know, the restarts were great for us today. Pit stops were spectacular all day. You guys did a great job on pit road and just, you know, execution. You guys did a great job executing all day, and we put ourselves in position at the end there and had a shot for it. You know, that's all you can ask for in these races. And unfortunately, just didn't have enough quite there at the end. But, again, really proud of everybody at Junior Motorsports. Really proud of the 7 team. Today was a good day for us, and you know, hopefully we can carry this momentum into the coming few races and be really strong when it counts.
Thank you, Justin. Questions for Justin?
And Bob, I'm a lot older than Christopher, too, by the way. This is true. But I started like Christopher. I started at a lot older age. And I will say, going off of that, Christopher's done a great job. You know, it was fun racing with Christopher today, and he's done a great job coming into the sport and really showing that he's, you know, got a lot of talent, and he's going to go a long way. So. Well, I think, you know, like the one thing for me that's kind of nice now is that I'm older. I kind of know how to get to the racetrack in the mornings. You know, I don't need to really put it in my phone anymore. You know, you kind of know where to drive. You know what restaurants are around whenever you're going to eat. You know, a lot of these guys that are coming in, they're learning the culture of, you know, what's going on around outside the racetrack as much as they are on the track and learning, you know, what's going on there. And, you know, William's done a great job. I mean, obviously extremely talented, kind of the exact opposite really of how I started and how Christopher started, coming in really late and being as successful as he has been. But, you know, I think that this sport really, if you're talented and you're willing to put in the hard work, I think this sport will pay off on that. And I think that's why you see both of those guys being successful and having 2 completely different backgrounds.
More questions for Justin? Right here in the center.
Tom Zaleski, Iron County Today. Justin, weather's been cooler here than in years past, and the wind obviously was up. Did you feel like you had enough grip, even though the wind might have given you issues from time to time during the race?
Yeah, I don't think I sweated much at all today. That's how cold it was inside the car. One of the things that I felt like today that was good is I feel like the wind being as high as it was nice that the track was cooler because I feel like it had a little bit more grip to it. Eddie DeHaan, my spotter, did a great job of keeping me up to date with what was going on, where the wind was at, what direction it was going, when it would shift, when it would gust, things like that. And that was a big deal. You know, managing where you were at on lap cars and if you were to go inside or outside of them, that was all determined by the wind and how you were passing on their cars. You definitely had to play into it. But I think being cooler, the grip level was up. You know, I just hope we put on a great show for the fans. From the driver's seat, it was fun. There was times we were 3 wide, 4 wide, you know, and able to really race. Last night, obviously, the truck race was spectacular. I hope tomorrow's the same way. So I think the cooler weathers were great, and I think the wind actually probably made the racing a little bit better. I moved a lot today. You know, there were times during the race where I was better bottom. There were other times where I was better top on one end, bottom on the other. Sometimes I was better top. You know, just depended on what the wind was doing, what the track conditions were, and really how much rubber was laid down. I don't remember Vegas being as rubbered in from top to bottom as it is today. And you know, I think that's going to be interesting for tomorrow's race. I don't think the wind's supposed to be as bad tomorrow, but I think the temperature's supposed to be a little bit cooler. So, you know, those guys are definitely going to have some grip. They're going to have speed, which should allow them to race, you know, hopefully really well and have a lot of fun.
I think Chris has a question, then we'll go over here.
ChrisKnightCatchFence.com. Don't worry, it's going to be warm next weekend in Phoenix.
Perfect. I like warm in Phoenix.
So, but speaking of ISM Raceway, you go back there next weekend as a defending champion of the race. How do you approach that? Are you looking forward to it? And how would you rate your first three races of 2018?
I think going back to a racetrack a year later after winning there is kind of twofold, right? Obviously, you come in there and you know that you had a successful 2017, had a really fast race car and was able to go to victory lane. You know, in the fall, we had a great race car. And unfortunately, I think we came in the pits third or fourth at the end and came out like 19th with 10 laps to go. You know, so we didn't really have a shot at even going for it. And William was fortunate enough to go to victory lane there. So, you know, as a whole, collectively, you know, Junior Motorsports has done a great job at Phoenix in the past, and I have no doubt that we'll have a good race car next week. And the first 3 weeks have been great. You know, everybody at Junior Motorsports has done a great job. Obviously, Tyler getting the win at Daytona, Elliott being right there with him at second. You know, we ran strong all day, didn't have the finish to show for it. Michael ran strong all day, didn't have the finish to show for it. We went to Atlanta. We had our struggles, but we were able to come home with a top six and you know a good race car. And then you come here, and collectively, all four of our cars ran really well. So, you know, you have to feel like there's a lot of momentum on our side at Junior Motorsports. Obviously, the Chevrolet camp's done a great job this year, and you know, we just got to go there and make sure that we give it 100% and do the things that we did last year that worked really well, and hope that carries over into this year.
Jim, I'll play on WTBQ. Justin, you spoke about your teammates. Your car seemed to improve drastically over the course of the weekend. How much of a role did your teammates play in that?
Oh, it was huge. You know, it's kind of funny, actually. The one car came very, very similar to how we were here last year and ran really well. And we came a little bit differently just because we felt like this car was going to be a little bit different with the composite body and some of the things that we were going on. You know, As a whole, you know, our whole organization, one of the things that we do so well, we work together well. As drivers, as crew chiefs, as crew members, pit crews, engineers, you know, everybody at our shop works so well together. And that goes a long way. You know, when you have four teams and all four are collectively going in the same direction, you know, that's a big help. So huge thank you to my teammates. You know, obviously we talked to all of them, and we talked to crew chiefs of all of them and try to get an idea of what they were doing. And that was a big deal. So, you know, really, really proud to see them all, though, run really well today, all day, and be able to battle it out with them.
Any more questions for Justin? All right.
Thank you, guys.
Justin. Thanks for your time. Congrats on the third place finish.